This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. This is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And you can hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week. We like to just say that we're live because you might not be used to hearing a live show on a Sunday evening.
It's really uncommon, actually, to hear live radio on a Saturday or a Sunday evening. There are very few shows out there that do live broadcast radio, especially Open Line's current events programs. And Free Talk Live is one of the very few. So If you're listening, you can call in at 855-450-FREE.
And as you said, Mark, this is an open phone line show, so you're welcome to call and take control of the airwaves. The number to contact us tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, spelling out the word free, just in case you caught that last one. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. So, Mark, I guess we wanted to start off talking about something that we're interested in. And, of course, that's been a big sort of happening over the last couple days. The speaking or the testimony of Bradley Manning, this is the first time that he's spoken publicly, I think, since he has been in this brig.
It's not like he's been allowed to speak to anyone. I mean, the United States military has kept him far and away from journalists.
Yeah. And we've only heard from him through his lawyers and his family up until this point. But from what, you know, was the public understanding kind of before he came out and was able to detail it in such stark details, he was being treated pretty awfully, but we just didn't know how badly until now. And I don't quite understand, like, why was he testifying, right? There's some kind of pretrial.
It's a hearing. They're all hearings, actually. Even a trial's a hearing. But this is a hearing that has to do with the allegations of torture. If he is found to have been tortured in this hearing, and, you know, what I've seen on the network news doesn't look good for him.
Right.
But if he's found to have been tortured in these circumstances, then he will receive some kind of extra bonus to his
time served.
Right. It could be anywhere from like three days for one, or to 10 days for one, depending on what the circumstances are. He's already been in like 2.5 years and hasn't been to trial. This is what I think is the, you know, it shows a real failing in the system that you can't get a speedy trial anymore.
No, he didn't even have charges for a long time. Does he even have charges now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so those would be, what, treason or something like that? I don't even know what
it's a litany. It's a litany of them.
Gotcha.
And it always is. They don't just give you one charge anymore. They used to say, you're charged with this. Found guilty, we're going to hang you. You know, now they pile them all up. And if they can't get one to stick, they can always get another one, too.
Well, I would say that from what I understand of how he's been treated based on what he said on Friday, I would say absolutely he's been tortured. And do you want to know some of the things that he said?
Yeah, you're going to have to hear some of the circumstances, sure.
Yeah. So, he's been held in solitary confinement basically since he's been there, and he's only been let out of his cell for 20 minutes per day, so 23 and a half hours inside of a dark cell with no natural light, and he's got a big fluorescent light shining in his face, and he has to keep his face facing this observation booth because they put him on suicide watch, even though about 16 psychiatrists have testified that he is not a danger, he's not a suicide risk, but he's being observed and checked on every 5 minutes, and he has to show his face to this observation booth while he's sleeping, which is also facing a big fluorescent light that's beaming into his eyes.
So this is the difficulty here is so I think that they're covering for treating him this way. And I've seen it happen time and again,
sure,
where they'll say, looks like you're going on suicide watch. I'd like to make it clear to everybody that I spent almost 9 years in prison in Florida. I have a certain level of experience in this particular area. So they'll use things like suicide watch to make it to punish people for behavior, whatever that behavior might be. In some cases, that behavior is self-inflicted damage, and, you know, well, you want to be suicidal, well, we'll put you on suicide watch, and you're going to think it stinks, and it does.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So, but what do they do? So, let's say 16 psychologists or psychiatrists or whatever they are say that he's not suicidal, but one does.
Mm.
And Then they let him out of suicide watch, and he commits suicide. Then it's the Marines' fault, or whomever, in that circumstance, and they probably...
But then why don't they just have everybody on suicide watch all the time?
It's a good question. Why don't they have everybody on suicide watch all the time? And if they have the power to do this... then they have the power to abuse that. And it's a difficult situation for the outside observer to really say anything. It doesn't seem good to me, but, you know, what can you do?
Sure. I might want to kill myself if I was imprisoned, you know, in solitary confinement for years, you know, at a time, not allowed to speak to the outside world.
Imprisonment stinks, but, you know, the solitary is the worst.
Well, this is the show where you can call in about anything. Let's talk with Ron, listening in Atlanta, Georgia. Ron, what do you have to say? Ron, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I manage a McDonald's in Atlanta, and we were...
Can you speak up a little bit, Ron? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Recently, just hired a new employee down at McDonald's in Atlanta where I work.
Okay.
His name is Miguel, and he's from Mexico. He seemed all right, and he was seemed a little shady, kind of. So one day I was in the break room, and I looked through his bag, which I wasn't supposed to, but I did.
Okay.
I found a dead baby shovel.
All right. See you later. That was a crank, obviously.
Found a what?
A dead baby or something.
Okay.
Not that funny to me, but anyway.
You know, keep trying, kid. Maybe you'll get a good crank sooner or later.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, I guess. I listen to Free Talk Live on the other nights of the week because, of course, you can hear Free Talk Live every night, 7 to 10 Eastern time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to hear the archives of the show, then you can go to freetalklive.com. They're right up at the top of the page, or check out Free Talk Live's SoundCloud account where the archives are hosted. But... you know, I listen to Free Talk Live other days of the week, and I have to say the last, like, 2 weeks, there has been...
A rash of lame crankers.
Yeah. I mean, like Ian says, I don't mind a good crank. Actually, they can be really funny. Some people do voices. Some people, you know, have characters that they call in with, like, repeatedly. There was Ted in the Woods, right?
Yeah.
And years ago, there was a caller named Gay Chris. He was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Cobra Commander, that's a great one.
There was one called Jorge.
Jorge, yeah. I remember Jorge.
We're not listening to you on the radio box. I mean, you know, like, just basically some... I guess somebody
Jamie Togiso is one that I've never been able to figure out if he was real.
I think Jamie Togiso is real as he could be. It's a man named James who lives in, like, Kentucky or something. And,
Togiso.
And he used to... Well, I'll tell you about that harp machine, Alaska. You'll find out, and you'll know that Jamie Togiso.
That's right. Well, let's go to someone who I'm fairly certain is not a crank caller. It's Crichton in Kentucky. Crichton?
Yeah, as just like just mentioned, I am also from Kentucky, so let's not go there, okay?
I'm not saying that people being from Kentucky makes them stupid. I'm just saying that James was from Kentucky.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about something that you said last night, Mark, last night's show, that did not get challenged. You know, you said mentioned more guns, less crime, and that you disagreed with it. And that got challenged all over the place. But you said something else.
Hold on. Wait a second. I didn't, you know, I only challenged it in the sense that I have not been able to replicate the data.
And other people haven't either.
And I don't disagree with that at all. I can understand that position. I want to challenge the other point you made that was not challenged.
I hope this is the one that I want it to be, because I looked this up earlier and I am ready. Go ahead.
You made the statement that even though most people that are killed by firearms are killed by a .22 long rifle caliber, that there are probably better calibers to use for self-defense. I am here to challenge that statement, because I don't believe it's true.
All right, Crichton, if you would, hold the line. I think Mark is excited about accepting this challenge.
I think this is going to be interesting.
All right, we're going to talk about firearms, guns, and guts coming up on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number if you want to call and weigh in with your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Let's ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. And the Sunday crew is here. It's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. Just want to let everybody know about the feature that allows you to submit stories. So if you see an interesting news item and you want to get it in front of our audience, lots of people visit the Free Talk Live website every day. It's become sort of like a crowdsourced freedom news aggregator, actually. So, you can go to freetalklive.com and submit your favorite stories right there at the top of the page. People vote them up or down. And oftentimes we go there for show prep, right, Mark?
Indeed, that's my primary source for show prep is the Free Talk Live website. So this segment where Crichton is calling Mark out on the never-ending battle on which caliber size is the best is brought to you by ManVentureOutpost.com.
Brilliant.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
Awesome. I kind of wonder if there's any synergy between two of our current sponsors, which is ManVenture and the Survival Skills book.
We've got BuyEmergencyFoods.com, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you could be all around ready.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's go back to Crichton. He's listening in Louisville, and he wants to talk to Mark about something that
Let
Mark
him
said.
Explain it.
Yeah, please go ahead, Crichton.
Yeah, well, he mentioned that it was his opinion that even though 22 caliber firearm encounters are the most deadly statistically, that he didn't feel that they were the best choice of caliber for all-around defensive round. And I question that. And I can challenge that based on studies done, and one in particular was done by Greg Ellifritz at Buckeye Firearms for 10 years. He studied as many data points as he could get a hold of. And the conclusion is that in a real live defensive environment, the 22 caliber handgun is second only to the shotgun at both its lethal effect and its ability to stop an attacker. Not in the sense that they have to necessarily kill an attacker, but just to make them know that you're serious enough that they probably don't want to continue. And that's the difference, because a .357 Magnum does massive amounts of tissue damage. And when most of the time when most people are talking about defensive use of large calibers, they're talking about one-stop defensive capability, the actual ability of the round to physically stop the human being because they can't physically continue. Whereas in real situations, a caliber of any size, of any significant size, I should say, large enough to hurt, is going to inflict so much pain on the attacker that they suddenly know that you're serious. Well, before that point, quite often a violent attacker may believe you're bluffing, may not believe the gun is real, may not believe that you have the moxie to pull the trigger, or may not have the skills to actually hit them. It is only once you actually hit them that they know that you're serious, and that most of the time, a real encounter with a defensive use of a handgun, whether it's a 22 or any other size, the first hit that hits will get them to quit. In the cases where that's not true, the 22 caliber is still better because of its general accuracy. The average person operating with a lot of adrenaline, it's really difficult to bring a large caliber, large recoil handgun back on target.
Back on target,
yeah. What, Crichton, let me ask you a question about this real quick. What about a hollow point, a 22 hollow point?
The 22 hollow points don't really, well, they do change the metric. What they do is that the hollow point of any size caliber is designed to expand upon striking an object, a meaty object, water-like, and present a larger object to its target. And dump its energy into the body. If you have a round, like a copper jacketed round ball 22, it will go deeper than a hollow point.
So a lot deeper.
a lot deeper. A 22 caliber can actually penetrate the human chest.
Yeah.
If it's ball.
Pass through.
A hollow point, it will not. It will not penetrate the human body. And that's by design.
Mark, do you have a response to anything yet?
So I'm certainly not going to claim to be the expert or end-all be-all of the 22, of any caliber round. I did look at... Actually, it's from, I think, Jeff Leghorn at truthaboutguns.com. This was, I researched this before the show because Nick Leghorn, I wasn't sure about my statement. I had heard something that sounded like drunk logic. And drunk logic is, you know, that, well, houses with Dobermans have to pay more in, you know, insurance costs. Or, and this may or may not be true, I don't know, red cars get more tickets. You know, this kind of thing that gets passed down and nobody checks it. And I thought that that might be the case with 22s. It turns out 22s are pretty darn lethal, and the only thing more lethal is the shotgun. But the thing that's just is almost right there with 22s happens to be the 357 round. And what they came out with this, you know, the observation from the data, the same data you're talking about, Nick Leghorn was looking at, and what his belief was is, let me scroll down here and I'll just quote the article. Another chart where large bars are bad and here the mouse guns, the little guns, aren't doing so hot compared to the big boys. However, I get the feeling the chart is somewhat deceptive. And this is this is percentage of shootings where opponents were not incapacitated. I assume that means left for dead. Newer shooters have a tendency to get smaller guns with smaller calibers and also have a tendency to be not as well trained as those carrying the larger rounds. So instead of this chart being an argument against the lowly 22 round, I see it as an argument against poor training. And I think that that's really what it comes down to. It doesn't matter what caliber you get. If you do or do not know how to use that caliber, then it's, you know, not going to really matter. I think that a 22 round is, you know, fine in a small handgun. The reason I said that was because I was trying not to advocate any particular round, because I don't know. One shouldn't be taking one's firearm advice from a man who's incapable of owning one.
Okay. Crichton, any final thoughts?
I have one question, though.
Okay.
Why is it that the peace sign behind you guys is sideways?
Because that's the way it covers the door best.
You're talking about the cam. Thanks for the call, Crichton. He's talking about if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you can see the studio camera, turn the show into a TV show that you can actually watch. And there's a flag hanging up with a peace sign, but it's sideways. And so the peace sign is tipped 90 degrees to the left, I would say.
It's also right underneath Ian, my co-host Ian Freeman's Peace Prize.
Oh, that's right. Ian has won the FPP Peace Prize from FTP.cc. Great. Friend of the show organization there. All right. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Stay calm and patient. We'll be right back here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. That's 855-450-3733. I bet there'll be some more talk about guns coming up here in a moment. And maybe we'll get to more of the Bradley Manning stuff, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
You can visit freetalklive.com and check out the subdomain listen.freetalklive.com. There you can find a whole bunch of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live. We've got the internet streams, our radio affiliates are listed there, and also some other options like the satellite, the webcam, and the listen lines. So if you are interested in any of those, go to listen.freetalklive.com so you have the best chance of catching Free Talk Live no matter where you are or what your circumstances happen to be.
One of the realities in a world that has fiat currencies, those are currencies created by governments and they say are money, and that's all the currencies that pretty much exist in the world, except for, you know, gold, silver, bitcoins, things that people trade with that have real value. The state inflates these currencies in order to fund its wars, and that's the reality. It's mathematically impossible, however, to inflate bitcoins. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think about long and hard about when they started a war and who they were going to blow up.
Well, actually, bitcoins have a controlled inflation, but it's diminishing all the time.
It's right.
They're inflating.
It's mathematically impossible to inflate bitcoins, is what I say. You cannot. I cannot. The guy who's
yes.
Nobody can inflate bitcoins, according to the mathematic problem, which is available open source for people to take a look at on the internet. They will, however, continue to self-inflate to 21 million. They're currently at somewhere between 10 and 11 million bitcoins, but the maximum number possible is 21 million. However, they're infinitely divisible, so you can cut them. You just move the decimal place over, and if you need 210 million or 2.1 billion or just whatever, they can create as many as you want with bitcoins. Anyway, Antiwar.com is having its fund drive, and they are taking Bitcoins in their fund drive. I was excited about this. Went over and gave them some Bitcoins. You can go to the Antiwar. We set up our own subdomain here for them, antiwar.freetalklive.com, and you can donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones that are out there reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. Antiwar.com, antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in Bitcoins.
Cool. All right. Let's go back to the phones, Mark. Of course, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. We got several calls on the line, though, so if you're waiting, please be patient. We'll get to you. But first, we're going to talk to Brian in Columbus, Ohio. Brian?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Brian.
This past week, I've been listening to the show, and I've noticed that there has been a lot of crankers. And
so that was pretty lame. Don't you think? He waited quite a while to get on the air and say
I'm not sure that the terminology that he used would have been entirely dumpable.
I think I heard an F-bomb somewhere in there. Okay. There was like a string of words that, you know, maybe that's a little funny when you're like 13, but...
Yeah. Some of the words were not funny at all.
It doesn't really appeal to me that much.
I'm with you. When in doubt, dump it. Mm-hmm. But because, I mean, we don't want to put our stations at risk on it. But at the same time, if they just want to say dumb things like that, those words, whatever.
I mean, hey, like we said before, if it's entertaining, you know, if you call in with a great character voice, we'll ask you questions, we'll ask your character questions, we'll have a little, a little fun with you, as long as you don't, basically put our stations in jeopardy.
If the trick is to see whether or not you can get on the air, you can get on the air.
Yeah, sure.
You can get on the air on Free Talk Live.
All right, well, let's go to Mike in Los Angeles. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just want to talk about, I'm a college student, and I'm worried about paying off my loans in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, like, the government's really bad right now, as you know.
Sure.
What's the government bad about?
Yeah, and I don't want to be, like...
Wait, Mike, Mark asked what the government was bad on, in your opinion.
Just, like, money and everything. It's, like, really tight nowadays.
Okay.
And I don't want to be in, like...
All right. He got dumped, too.
Yeah, definitely can't use the F-bomb.
Wow, there's a lot of them tonight, huh?
Well, we must... It's exciting. Call in on Free Talk Live. Hit the next one. Bring them on.
I wonder if this is going to be one, too. Now, I'm curious. I have to say, last time this happened, Ian was asking, if this is part of if there's a forum post or something that says, hey, call Free Talk Live, like on 4chan or something like that. I know Free Talk Live has kind of been like attacked by the 4chan community in the past.
Those were some of our best calls from the vestibule.
Oh, the vestibule. Wasn't that a different forum? There was one, too, with it was like a ladies, like a teenage girls forum, mm-hmm. basically. And they asked a lot of really good questions.
Really good questions. Yeah.
All right. Let's go talk to Eric. We're going to stall a few minutes more until our dump buffer builds up again.
You don't need to double dump them, by the way. You're good. You get 3.5. You've got more than 3.5.
Gotcha. Okay. Eric in Iowa wants to talk about guns. Supposedly, Eric, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a 55-year-old man. I grew up in Iowa. Grew up on a farm. My first gun was a BB gun.
How old were you?
I'm 55.
No. How old were you when you got the BB gun? Do you remember?
I was probably 8, 10 in that time frame.
All right.
It tended to be kind of a hand-me-down for my brothers,
mm-hmm.
older brothers. And, I kind of I grew up in kind of a gun culture type thing, although I wouldn't really classify it as that. It's just I was a farm kid, They were available And we had guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
We didn't think of them as mean or offensive. They were just a tool that we grew up with.
Right.
And,
same here.
I have my first gun was a 410 shotgun.
Shotgun.
410.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a break open single shot.
Mm-hmm.
My dad took me pheasant hunting with it. I was terrible with it at first. I couldn't hit anything. But it teaches me to develop my skill and my patience and, to learn how to use a firearm. And that was the point. I later on, I had 22 rifles. I currently own many guns. You were talking about the .22, and the .22 is an excellent weapon. It's not loud, it's not obnoxious, it's easy to shoot, extremely accurate, but it's not a good offensive weapon. It's a very good defensive weapon.
So what do you mean by offensive and defensive? Are you saying offensive is like if I want to rob a bank?
Or hunt?
Well, no, actually, no. I have military background. I have worked with aircraft, weapon systems, and I got into tanks and stuff like that as well.
Well, I definitely don't want a .22 when taking on a tank. You're right.
No, not a good idea. You definitely, I don't think you'd win.
But, I don't want to take on a tank at all.
A .22 is designed for a soft-skinned type animal. Mm-hmm. Anything with a soft skin, hollow points. I don't think the .22 has enough velocity to make the hollow point bullet actually do anything.
What do you mean by do anything?
The theory behind a hollow point is that because the skin is largely made of moisture,
mm-hmm.
the hole that they drill in the bullet is it's supposed to fill up with moisture, skin tissue, and stuff like that, and force the bullet to expand so that it reduces its velocity and unloads all of its energy into whatever you're shooting at.
Oh, right. Wait a minute. I thought it had sort of like cutouts in the shape of a hexagon so that it, when it hits something, it crumples and then forms a star pattern, essentially. I didn't think it was liquid.
You're talking about a larger jacketed bullet.
Gotcha.
A 22 bullet is more or less dipped in copper. It's kind of a copper, like it's dipped in it. So it mm-hmm. doesn't really... I think what you're thinking of is more like a 9mm or a .357 or a .45 caliber bullet where it has a lead core and then it's got a copper jacket and then it's got a hole in the center. And, something with a little more power, a little more velocity will open up into a star pattern like that.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Finish up your thoughts.
I just don't think a .22 has the power to do that.
All right. You know? Very good, sir. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks for the info tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Talk about guns or anything that's on your mind.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And check out news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. If you want to keep up to date with Free Talk Live, you can sign up for our email updates, which is a good way to get sort of the major news about the show, when we add a new station or a new radio affiliate or something big happens with the program. Good way to find out about it is through our email list. And there at the news.freetalklive.com page, you can also find our Twitter account and our Facebook account here at Free Talk Live. And if you follow us on Twitter or like the page on Facebook, then you'll be able to see the stories that we're talking about in real time, and you'll be able to interact with other listeners as well. So it's a good way to stay connected at news.freetalklive.com. All right. So, we did have a call on the line, but I think it was another cranker. They hung up.
Okay.
they knew they weren't going to get to talk about dead babies or say the F-bomb on the air.
Yeah, that's entertaining radio there.
They were thwarted. So should we go back to talking about Bradley Manning, Mark?
Sure, go right ahead.
A little bit more on him. You know, he's been basically, he's the alleged WikiLeaker. He was held for a while in a military brig with no charges, and then he got charged with a litany of things like aiding the enemy and all kinds of stuff.
Sure, and when, you know, the terminology aiding the enemy, you know, one really has to wonder about that. Now, I get that it was his job to store information, and he was out there to, you know, and he did the opposite of that. He released the information.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And you're right. At this point, it hasn't been proved conclusively that,
sure,
that's what he did. But it seems likely from all the information we've seen. But who knows? We get all that information from...
That's why we have trials,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The mainstream media, and the mainstream media isn't always right. But... what one has to ask is his job as an American more important than his job as a Marine? And as an American, I want to know if the government's, first off, the government's holding a lot of stuff that they would not have classified in the past. It's just easier for them. Why wouldn't the government just make everything secret? Ask yourself
this. That's a good question.
Why, if the government can make things secret, why wouldn't they make everything secret? Because then they wouldn't have to answer any questions from these annoying citizens.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're going down that path in this country, and I think that that's kind of sad. And I think to some extent we have Bradley Manning to thank that we're having a conversation about what's secret, what should be secret and what shouldn't.
Mm.
Because most of the stuff that was released through WikiLeaks was garbage that was of no use whatever.
Yeah, why is that so top secret?
But
that's
just because they make everything secret, and that's why. So, but when you ask about the collateral murder video where they're killing people that, you know, cameramen and news, people from news agencies and children and stuff like that, people that are going to rescue children out of a, you know, dying children out of a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why wouldn't the American people want to see this? What has this got to be classified for? Because this gives succor to our enemies? Don't shoot up innocent people. You won't be giving succor to enemies.
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be a level of accountability for everybody. People in the military, their commanding officers, the military as a whole,
yeah,
the United States government, all these people.
They are not outside of journalism. They're not exempt from it. You know, having their actions being public, things that they do in public, you know.
Right. And it's not like I'm on Al-Qaeda's side here, if Al-Qaeda was even... Al-Qaeda wasn't involved
Mark,
here.
You must be a terrorist.
I must be a terrorist because I don't want the government to keep things secret. No, you can't get accountability from, you know, an agency that claims a monopoly privilege on the ability to collect taxes. You can't get any kind of accountability out of them without being able to see what they're doing.
Sure.
I'm supposed to vote, and my vote is supposed to be sacred, so I am told. I am the highest...
As if that makes a difference. I mean,
it's nonsense.
A little exaggerated laughter.
But that's the suggestion, is that my vote's sacred. I'm supposed to be able to make a decision on who the next president of the United States is going to be.
As if there's any option that would allow you to end the wars that could actually get elected as president.
Right.
It's not.
But I suppose we could have voted for Gary Johnson. But my vote's important. How am I going to use this vote if I don't have that information? So if a president...
Good question, yeah.
A regime or whatever you want to call the people that work for the president, if that group, the cabinet, wants to withhold information that might make them look bad and they just call it secret, then they can do whatever they want.
Mm. And
secret information. You can't have secret information in a democracy. Not if you want one to work.
But, Mark, it's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic.
Right, as if a constitutional republic really means anything.
You know, one of the things that struck me or stuck out to me a lot about Bradley Manning's testimony was that he kept referring to his cell as exactly what it is. He called it a cage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a quote that was being passed around from him. He said, I thought I was going to die in that cage. And that's how I saw it, an animal cage. And I could see how a person would feel like an animal if they're just kept literally in a tiny cage. He had a 6x8 cell. I guess his lawyer marked out how big that was in white tape on the floor of the mm-hmm. courtroom just to show everybody, you know, how little space he had.
Sure.
And, you know, sort of all of his psychological needs are being denied. You know, he doesn't have space to move around. He can't choose what he does on a day-to-day basis or throughout the day. He can't even choose when he sleeps. He's not maybe getting enough sleep. He's getting certainly poor quality of sleep if he's got this light shining in his eyes 24/7. He's being checked all the time. He has no privacy. He can't go to the bathroom without being watched. There's an observation desk.
This is in the past. Then they moved him to Fort Leavenworth and, you know, had him in regular population. I just want to make it clear that this isn't what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. But he still had this experience.
Sure, he had this experience. It went on over a course of months, and one really has to ask, was it necessary? But the difficulty is the treatment that we would give somebody who is suicidal torture if you're not suicidal.
Mm.
And
if they weren't suicidal before, they'll be suicidal afterwards.
I think that the solitary confinement aspect, it's really debatable. Humans are social creatures, and if you keep him away from other contact for a very long time, it's going to result in bad things. You're keeping somebody naked in a cell that they can't get enough sleep, you know, 7 hours a day of sleep.
And there's he said he was so mind-numbingly bored.
Oh, it's boring.
He had nothing to do. There was a mirror in his cell, thankfully. He said he had nothing to do except
and a Bible.
And make faces at himself in the mirror, because that was his only source of entertainment.
Yeah. The only thing he could do in that place is...
Allowed to exercise in his cell, even?
Nope, not allowed to do push-ups in the cell. The only thing you can do in that cell is read religious texts. Hopefully you can get a Bible, a Quran, and then that's probably about where it ends, as far as religious texts go. It's not like they're going to work really hard to find you all a bunch of different new stuff to read. And that's it.
He was banging his head against the wall, babbling, pacing, crying, you know.
Yeah, what else do you do?
He's been driven insane by
this.
If
you don't think that in and of itself is torture, and I would contend it is, go sit in your bathroom for 8 hours.
Sure.
Oh, but I'm not a bad person. I didn't do a bad thing. That doesn't mean it's not torture.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you're advocating for is punishment. Okay, let's talk about punishment once we convict the person.
Yeah, and as we said before, that's why we have trials, to try to determine in a fair way, if possible, even though you could say that there's a lot of unfairness in that system.
Yeah, and I can make a strong argument that punishing people, you know, vociferously isn't very effective either.
Yeah.
You don't take bad people, put them in a bad place with other bad people, treat them bad, and then expect them to get out and act good.
That's the whole silliness of the punitive justice, so-called justice system. Anyway, but we've got a call on the line. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling to, since you guys don't pimp it enough, I'm a single dad, and I hate to go to the mall. And
I don't blame you.
I shop on Amazon, and I want to talk about the Amazon Prime program that Amazon has.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
$39.
Amazon... Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Amazon Prime at my house, too.
I have it, and I've had it for a couple of years, and I love it. Worth every penny.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about it off the air at some point, but I'm going to give my circumstance here.
Yep.
We got rid of, well, actually, the Giants 1997 TV I had, the old inside projector thing. Mm-hmm. This thing was bigger than my refrigerator. Finally died off, and we had to get another TV. So I kind of asked myself, well, if I can get Amazon Prime and watch some movies and television shows there for $8 a month, do I really need Dish?
Mm. Chris, go ahead.
Well, not only that, you get, you know, it's $79, you get $30 back right away in a gift certificate.
Okay.
You use Amazon, so it's really only $49.
Pretty good
plus,
deal.
Get the 2-day shipping for free.
Yep.
And if you're not in a hurry, you decline that 2-day shipping, and they give you credit towards movies, the ones that, you know, that aren't free.
Oh, really?
Yes,
it's a cool.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold
on. I want to find
line,
out
Chris.
More about it. A little commercial here for Amazon Prime.
Well, and we do have a Amazon affiliate link at Free Talk Live. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
It really helps us out.
More on the way. 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk to us tonight, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.